In the majority of jails, inmates are separated according to gender and whether they're awaiting trial or have already been convicted. The director of detention facilities for the State Department of Corrections says this method is outdated. Marty Ordonez supports an assembly bill giving county jails guidance on where to place inmates.
Take into account things like inmate behavior, prior offenses, special needs such as persons with mental illness or learning disabilities and so on.
Ordonez says between 20 and 30 county jails already use a formal system to separate inmates, even though it's not required by law yet. Waukesha County is one of them. Jail administrator Michael Giese says jails can be dangerous and disruptive if certain inmates are housed in the wrong place.
A county jail has people before they are able to come off of the drugs or alcohol that they're arrested on. We get people that are in crisis constantly. They're under the influence, they're going through detox, the mentally ill that we get oftentimes are not medicated.
Because they hold such a high-risk population, jails can be magnets for liability lawsuits. Inmate safety was in the spotlight recently when a man accused in a triple slang hanged himself in a Dane County jail cell. Jail administrators say despite precautions, the suicide of Meng Zhu Wu and others is impossible to prevent without 24-hour supervision. The Dane County Jail does have the type of modern inmate placement standards the assembly bill proposes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.